St. Louis.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550.
KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm afraid this rover.
It's the Van Show, starring Van.
They're messing with my shows.
Oh, if I never heard a sound, I'd be with the Rockefeller.
Gold as gold
at my feet. Oh,
don't ask who it is.
No,
okay.
Right. I'll tell you anyway. It's Peon Redbone.
Peon Redbone?
Leon's little brother. Leon Redbone's little brother, rather.
On the sunny side, how are you guys doing today?
Great,
Peon.
How's
everybody doing in the
Hello,
studio?
Peon, how are
you doing there? My brother, Peon. Yeah. Oh, just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. I'll be on my way. Nice to see you.
No. Peon Redbone. Yes.
Leon Redbone. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. I can't wait. I am gearing up. What you need to know about what we'll do tomorrow is it's the same, in a sense, the same thing we do every year in that it's on the fly. Seat of the pants. We have no set list, as Dan would say, when you are a band. We don't know the order of anything. We know there will be certain things we'll do that we always do. And there'll be things that we don't know yet, whether we'll do or not. We won't even think of them until tonight. And I've spent a good part of this morning just learning as much as I could about, you know, veterans. I don't know a lot of history. I wasn't a really smart history student. I can't quote dates and stats and things like that. I know a few things just because I wanted to know. But I think there are a lot of people in this country, and for them, Veterans Day means a mattress sale. That's all it means, is they get a mattress on sale. And I can't criticize retailers for having sales on Veterans Day, because I'm sure maybe some of our advertisers have Veterans Day sales, and that's their business, and that's fine. And I don't have a problem with that. But most of us don't serve or didn't serve. There are how many veterans do you think there are right now in the United States?
Oh my goodness!
500,000.
Oh yeah, I would say 700,000, somewhere around there.
I think it's 21 million.
Whoa!
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, 21 million veterans.
No,
that's veterans.
Oh, okay.
That's veterans. Only half of 1%. What?
I guess I was guessing just active people right now.
I have the number and I don't know it, but I know it amounts to about one half of 1% of the population of the U.S. A half of a percent are active military people. Now, and what I'm going to do tomorrow for the first time, and we've never really done this, we've included it, I'm going to sort of put the focus on Vietnam veterans, and I'll tell you why. World War II people, at the time, got the respect they deserved and continue to get the respect they deserved. It wasn't that way with the Vietnam veterans. And the Vietnam veterans, and I'm not one, I didn't go to Vietnam. Thank goodness. Would have if I had to. I don't know if I'd have lasted long. I think I, in my own mind, I would have been killed there.
I don't think I would have. I would have.
I'm not cut out. I'm just. I'm not that guy. You know, who can pick up the 50 millimeter whatever and run to the top of the hill or grab a flamethrower and throw it down a machine gun nest. I'm not that guy. I'd like to be. I'd like to be Sylvester Stallone, and you know, I'm just. I know that I'm not, and I would probably make a mistake and get shot. So one of the things I'd like, but Vietnam, what we can do is for the, here's a number for you, and these are just numbers I know, because I do care enough to learn a little bit. How many people do you think we lost in Vietnam?
Oh, man, 50 or 60,000?
Very good. 58,300. Very good. That's very good for you, Pion. Here's another interesting thing. There are 1,596 of Vietnam soldiers unaccounted for, still missing. We don't know what happened. We don't know where they went, if they were captured, if they were killed. We don't know. And again, I'm not a history expert, and I'll be reluctant tomorrow to get into too many specifics because I'll be challenged by people who know more than I do. And I look like an idiot enough. I don't need to look like more of one by saying things when I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do know this. I do know that, you know, when you people who came back from Vietnam and people spat on you and I still don't get that, and there are people even today with Afghanistan and whatever's going on, and they well, if it weren't for that Iraq thing, we wouldn't even be in Afghanistan and we shouldn't have been in Iraq. Shut the hell up. You know, this is not what this is about tomorrow. This is about supporting the people who are serving. Whether you think the war is right or not is really not the issue tomorrow. It's to support the people and acknowledge the people who have served. Yes, of course, a lot of people thought the Vietnam was something we shouldn't have been in. Give it up. You know, give that crap. We know that.
Yeah, but the people serving didn't have a choice.
They didn't create it. They didn't say, hey, let's go fight over Vietnam. They went because either they had to or they wanted to. And by the way, you could have avoided it if you really didn't want to go. You could maim yourself, which a lot of people did. You could declare you were homosexual, believe it or not. Back then, if you declared homosexuality, you were deferred. You got deferment. You were exempt. If you were a ministerial student, if you're studying to be a minister, okay, you don't have to go in. In some cases, teachers.
When did the draft stop? Like in 75, didn't it, or 76?
You know what? Mid 70s, late. The Vietnam War ended about 75.
April 30th of 1975.
Okay, hey, I was right. And there were deferments. There were student deferments. There were hardship deferments. There were somebody just got married, had three kids, and you know, there were ways out. And I don't call everybody a coward who found a way out. This doesn't make everybody a coward. But tomorrow is about the definition, and I'm going to be able to do word for word in Webster's Dictionary, but essentially the definition of a veteran is somebody who has served, past tense. You're out. You did it, you're out. Okay, not active duty. To some people, the definition of a veteran is someone who saw battle. That's not my definition of a veteran, and I'll tell you why. Those people certainly, in most cases, had a tougher go, but you're still a veteran if you serve, because for all those people who were in battle, you have to have a support group. You have to have the motor pool people. You have to have the food people. You have to have the supply, but you have to have those people. And they're a vital and important part of it. They might not have had bullets whizzing over their heads, but they enabled the other people who had to do that to do what they did. you know, the weapons room and the people who made sure we're ammo was stockpiled the way it should, all that stuff. All that stuff. So I don't know why. I also don't know why it's so difficult for me to talk about it or get through it, because I wasn't in it. I wasn't in it. But it still is. And I don't know why. And I've said this before. I think some of it is guilt. It's unnecessary and self-inflicted guilt that some people had to go over there and come back without legs, and I didn't have to go. I did my Army Reserve time. And, you know, Tom Selleck is a terrific force behind Vietnam veterans. He was a National Guard member for, say, he essentially did the same thing I did. The Tom Selleck was in the National Guard for 6 years. I was in the Army Reserve for 6 years, so he didn't see any action in Vietnam. He could have. I could have, if they'd called us up. And I got to think that part of what's in Selleck's head is what's in my head. He feels like he did something, but nowhere near what other people did. And maybe out of the sort of, maybe I could do more. Maybe that's why he does. Maybe that's why I do this thing every Veterans Day on the air. The other thing I'll say to you folks, and then I'll drop it, is tomorrow, when you tune in, please try not to go, I don't hear that. This is depressing. Don't do that. Listen to it. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. Anywhere else. They don't do it. They won't let, well, the station management won't let them do it. And I don't think they want to anyway. There's something, I don't know, sort of not cool about it to a lot of people. I think it's real cool. And I'm going to do it every year as long as I'm on the air. And I would ask you to listen and ask you to just imagine. You know, when I watch Saving Private Ryan, which I think, to me, there are lots of kinds of war movies, but if you want to put yourself in World War II as a 19-year-old, 20-year-old, watch Saving Private Ryan.
That and
Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers miniseries.
And you
too,
know, I've never seen Band of Brothers. Oh, I should watch
absolutely.
Band of Brothers.
That's a must watch.
I need to watch that. But Saving Private Ryan, wow, it's a great movie. Now, and I say this so that between now and tomorrow, if you want to watch something tonight to kind of get yourself pumped up for Veterans Day, it's not battle-related in that there are no battle scenes, but I go back to Kevin Bacon and Taking Chance. Taking Chance is the name of the movie. It sounds like it's gambling, or so it's not. The soldier, the fallen soldier's name is, I believe, Phelps Chance is his name. And Bacon plays the officer who volunteers to escort his body home. See, when any soldier, and this is, you learn a lot from this movie. I learned a lot. I didn't know this. But when a soldier is killed in battle and they send his body home, there is another soldier assigned to that body, and he does not leave the body. They stay with it until it is delivered to the family. One of the most powerful movies you will ever see. And for the life of me, I don't know why most people don't know about it, because it's not cool in Hollywood to act like in any way you're condoning or promoting war.
It was on HBO only, right?
I don't know. It wasn't a movie theater movie.
Taking Chance, I think, was just an HBO movie.
I think you're right, because it would have died. It would die at the box office, because people really don't want it. But you know what? Saving Private Ryan did well at the box office.
Yeah.
But Taking Chance is just, it's just different. It's different. But you need to watch it, because you're going to learn a lot of stuff. You're going to learn about people who prepare the remains and the belongings of these soldiers. They do things I couldn't even believe. The meticulous effort they go to make sure when that person who's deceased comes back home, everything's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The uniform is perfect. Every button is perfect. Every article of dog tags, wristwatch, perfect. Perfect. If there was blood, it's cleaned out. It's steam cleaned. It's whatever. perfect.
Oh, yeah. They go through every process
it's
in
incredible.
That movie from the time he dies to the time he's delivered. It's pretty incredible.
And the people who and there are people like this who go, well, I don't talk about war. I don't think anybody should ever go to war. Well, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be fantastic, you stupid idiot? You people who say that. And here's another thing, and I know this makes me sound like a kind of a horrible person, but every time I hear "Let There Be Peace on Earth," I love the song, by the way, "Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin with Me." That's a great song. It's never going to happen. It's a great thought. It's a great song. And we might play it tomorrow. Vince Gill has a fantastic version of it with his daughter. It's a terrific song, especially for the holiday season. It feels good. It's never going to happen because there will always be conflict over land, over power, over people. There just will. You're never, ever going to get the whole world to be satisfied and happy and work it out.
And there'll always be Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And
of course there will.
Those nut jobs.
And here's the deal. Somebody has to kill them.
Yeah.
Somebody has to kill them. And if they don't, they're going to control us. We're going to be answering to them. We're going to have them chopping our heads off. So you have to understand, you have to do what you have to do. Is every decision that's made by the government or the president the right decision? Of course not. Of course it's not. They're just people. They make mistakes. They make mistakes. But overall, I will support any person in politics who supports the military and who says, we can't throw enough money at giving these people the best there is to work with. Whatever's the best of the best that's out there, we want them to have it. They got a better chance of winning and living if they have the latest, the greatest of everything. It costs a lot of money. We can cut waste a lot of other places, believe me. You know, and I don't think you want to cut it there. And that's not condoning war or killing. I hate it. I wish there would never be a war. I can't even imagine those two. And that scene in Private Ryan where those two people, the military officials, military whatever they are. What a horrible job, by the way, to be assigned to go to the door and say, I regret to inform you, your son or daughter has been killed. Holy crap, what a job. And you know what? Cops have to do that, too.
The Highway Patrol.
Highway Patrol
and even local cops. They have to knock on the door. I talked to a cop a couple of years ago. This is very recent. And these people lost two kids at the same time in a car accident. And I talked to him. And he had to go to the house. And mom comes to the door. You know,
they have no
oblivious,
idea.
Oblivious.
Yeah.
Thinking, officer, can I help you? And then they have to say, they probably first say, could we come in for a second and sit down? And you know why they have people sit down, by the way, when they say
sit down? They don't want
to
faint.
They don't want them to faint and fall and hit their heads. Your two kids were killed earlier this evening. What a job!
Yeah.
Who wants that job? And how many people can actually do that? And I asked this guy, I said, how do you do that? He said, it's very difficult, but you can't start crying with them. And you can't lose it. You just have to do it. Somebody has to do it. You express your condolences. You stay with them long enough to make sure they're not going to pass out or do something. And I thought, holy, you can't pay me enough money to do that. So there's the thing you don't talk about. As long as it's not Veterans Day yet, let's talk about cops for a minute. That's something we don't think about that they have to do. You know what else they have to do? Rookie cops are the ones that are assigned to go into the building where Grandma Jenkins hasn't been heard from for 19 days in the hot summer day because she's in there rotting and decomposing. So Officer So-and-so has to go in there and bag her up. And you can barely stand the smell. That's something cops have to do. It's cops have to come up on the scene of automobile accidents and see children that have just been killed. I mean, come on. Thank a cop and stop concentrating on the teeny tiny percentage of the guys that steal from the Explorer Fund and stage their own suicide. That's one guy that did that. And then one other guy over here shot a kid he shouldn't have shot, and another guy over here manhandled a student, and okay, one, two, three, four, five, out of hundreds of thousands. So we need to knock that off, too. Okay, that's it. I feel better.
You know what's interesting about that cop that did that?
Hey, you know what? I forgot,
student.
Dan, I forgot to grab that sheet you left me over there. Hang on, I'm going to go get it. Talk amongst yourselves. We'll be right
okay,
back.
What's interesting about that cop that did that to that student, a lot of the students were backing the cop up and saying that that girl is just a troublemaker and a kind of a jerk and everything. And
oh, the cop that staged his suicide?
No. The cop that threw that girl down and everything and pulled her out of her chair and everything and threw her down.
Yeah.
A lot of the students were backing him up, saying that this girl's a big troublemaker
they were.
And everything.
But see, we don't get that story. We don't get the backstory.
No.
I'm sorry, folks, but every once in a while, somebody needs to be bounced on their head.
Yes, they do.
There are just people, some people, and you know, again, and I'm going to tell you again why that was shame on him, because she was black and he was white.
Mm-hmm.
She was black, he was white. Now, we have two black cops who just shot this 5 or 6 year old boy who's sitting in the car, buckled in the seat with his daddy. Nowhere near the outrage about that.
Mm-mm.
Two white cops shoot a little black boy? We got to put an end to this racism, too, because it's really getting out of control. And by the way, congratulations once again to the state of Missouri. We're still all over the news over this Mizzou thing.
Oh, I know.
Between Ferguson and Mizzou, Missouri has now been spotlighted as the number one state, I believe, for racial tension in the United States. Congratulations,
yeah.
Missouri. Yeah.
There was a thing on Facebook, too, where a photographer, a guy from the press, and he was trying to do interviews with the people that were marching and all that. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before.
They were camping out on the quad.
They were camping out. And they wouldn't. They were trying to kick him off and saying, get out of here, and stick their hands in the camera's face and everything. It's like what they didn't want is, well, that guy had every right to be there with freedom of press and reporting on it. But then what they didn't want is for mommy and daddy to see their faces out there protesting and everything, probably.
Yeah, one of the women that was on tape telling the camera, she turned around and said she needed some muscle to help her push this cameraman out of the public quad. I think she was an assistant professor at the, I'd have to look, I don't want to misrepresent her position, but she has a position with the university in the communications department. So
she should know better.
Anytime you have a legitimate gripe, let's say there's actually a legitimate problem on that campus that needs to be addressed, then you get all these people who I call the pile-on people. They mm-hmm. pile on. I saw a girl, a student, female black student interviewed at Mizzou, and I'm not kidding. Here's what she said. I'm scared to death to walk around on this campus.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm in fear all the time. Really are you kidding me? You're constantly in fear to walk the campus at Mizzou based on what? A couple of people that yell the N-word, the same N-word that so many black people seem to be insistent on keeping alive in their horrible, nasty, filthy, hateful music,
mm-hmm.
that rap music that you listen to, and white kids listen to it too. That's an exaggerated overstatement. I'm afraid. If I was that afraid, I wouldn't be on that. I'd quit. I'd go somewhere else if I were afraid to walk the campus.
Yeah, I'd be going to school elsewhere.
Brother. Who's in the market for a new Chevy out there? Raise your hand. Oh, a lot of people. I see a lot of people out there. I actually stopped in the parking lot, walked up to a guy in his car, and kind of motioned for him to roll the window down the other day. He was in a new Impala. Now, when somebody does that, I'm sure this guy thought, oh, this crazy guy.
Uh-oh, what's he want?
Coming toward his car. Maybe he thought it was a panhandler, so I don't know what he thought. But I said, I just want to tell you, it's a beautiful car. And then he just lit up. You could tell he was so proud. He goes, oh, thank you, man. I said, yeah, this Impala, it's to me the best one since 1964. And I didn't walk around to the back of the car, because I didn't want to then immediately not like the guy in case it didn't say Johnny Londo.
Mm-hmm.
So I just assumed, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, it came from Johnny Londo. Johnny Londoff, for anybody who's lived here any time at all, is, I would say, probably the best-known name, Chevy name in St. Louis. Certainly, if not the most successful, close to it. And that's kind of confusing, too, when another dealer says, oh, we're number one, we're more successful. Well, you got four locations. So is that really a fair statement that you're number one? How about, is any one of yours as successful as the single destination for many people, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet? I'm sure the answer is no. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Been there for 55 years. They sell Chevys. That's it. One day they may take on another line. Who's to say? But right now they sell Chevys. And that right there gives you a pretty good idea how good they are, what they do, and how successful they are. With just one line of cars, Chevys, they are very, very successful. And they're not interested when you come in there. If they sell you a car, they're not finished. They have a mission. Here's the mission. Make you so happy while you own that car that when you decide to buy another one, whether it's in 2 years, 3 years, 7 years, 10 years, you'll come back. And then you'll tell everybody you encounter what a great experience it was. That's their goal, not just to sell you a car. They could probably sell everybody a car one time and do okay. They're not interested in that. They want to go beyond that. You'll see. You'll see what we're talking about. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it means you've never been there. Go other places, shop, compare. That would be great. In fact, that's a good idea. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it just has some slow traffic now on westbound 40, and that's running heavy. Approaching Hampton through McCausland, you're slow again from Spady out through Highway 270. Southbound 270 from Highway 40 down through the Clayton Road overpass looks like it's bogging down. And a little heavy traffic in pockets there between Lindbergh and New Florissant on eastbound 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Missouri Tigers take on the Cougars of BYU.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at 4. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Dad gave me some wonderful gifts when I was a kid. A baseball glove, bikes, my puppy, Butch, when I was six. But his greatest gift, I never knew about until he was gone. Life insurance. Dad's life insurance made it possible for me to go to college, start a career, and even my own family. Now that I have kids, I know life insurance is one of the most important gifts I can give them.
I'm Brent Langdon from AIG Direct. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people with their life insurance needs. You could get a $250,000 term policy for just $14 a month. You could even save up to 70%. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-900-1904. Why pay more than you should for life insurance? The call is free, takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-900-1904. 1-800-900-1904.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Company! Attention! Ha! Listen up, you pencil necks! You think you know about Broadway Oyster Bar?
Yes, sir!
Think again!
Huh? What?
They now have more seating, larger bathrooms, off-site catering, and a waiting and private party room! What more do you people want?
Food?
Live music?
Live music?
Yes! Broadway Oyster Bar still has the same great food and live music 7 nights a week! So get your sorry selves to 736 South Broadway or drop and give me 50!
Yes, sir!
I thought they'd see it my way.
I changed my mind. I said I was going to drop the veterans thing. I can't help it. I'm so pumped about this veterans thing. And I think if I maybe plant the seed today, that a lot of people will take the time tonight to watch some specials, and especially tomorrow. By tomorrow, you'll be really into it. So I'm going to do some Mark and Jason business. I'm going to play you something. It's only a minute 20, and I'll tell you why I want to play it. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors. When you contact them, the best thing you can do for us is tell them your AM and the PM. The best thing you can do for you is contact them. At least I think it might be the best thing you can do for you. I can't speak for you. But if you're changing jobs, or certainly if you're thinking about retiring and you have a 401k or any kind of retirement account, I'm inviting you, let's put it that way, to have a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. 28 years, Stifel Nicholas. Stifel, member, SIPC, NYSE. We have to do that. I just buried it right in the middle, so to put it at the end. You may have a financial advisor already, currently. But how do you know that financial advisor is giving you all the great options you can have? You don't know that until you have something to compare it to. So even if you have an advisor, so what? Have a meeting with Mark and Jason. See what you think about what they have to say. And they'll have some questions for you, too. Any good advisor would do it that way. The meeting is complimentary. You have to set it up. They're not going to call you or bother you. And I'm going to give you the website to go to get their number here in a second. Second opinion, I think, is a good idea. Here's the website, markandjason.com. I'll do it again, even though you hear it every day. Markandjason.com. Stifel Nicholas, Mark and Jason. When... I didn't mean to hit that. I hit that accidentally.
Can we edit that out?
Yeah, edit that out. When President Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, he was a Navy man. In fact, he was a Navy hero, not this overblown, overused hero. He actually was a hero. PT-109, go watch that movie or read about that. And when he was, when they had his funeral on TV, now keep in mind, when he was assassinated, I was 1 month away from being 14 years old. I'm a kid. And I didn't know enough to understand a lot of things, but certainly what it really meant to be a patriot or respect for the people who had served and what they'd sacrificed and on and on and on and went on to become president. And yes, he had a lot of pull and his dad had money and all that. That's beside the point. I remember watching in black and white, and a lot of people remember this, Dan, you're probably old enough to remember it, that riderless horse.
I was infatuated with the funeral, with John Kennedy for some reason.
You've been linked to the assassination. You saw him. When did you see him? Right before?
One day before he was shot, we saw him.
I think the FBI still has a file on you, because one day before, you were...
In Florida.
With... Where he was and saw him.
Yes.
The day before.
Yeah, and then they went from there to
Dallas. You had those grass-stained pants.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's an open investigation still ongoing. But you know what I'm talking about. That funeral was mesmerizing.
Oh, it was incredible.
Black and white, which is what everybody was watching, and the riderless horse, and the procession, and even at not even 14 by 3 weeks or 4 weeks, there was a piece of music played at that funeral, and it haunted me. Honest to goodness, I could not get it out of my head. And not until about 10 years ago did I take the time to find it, because there was no real identification of it. I went back and looked at footage of the funeral, and it's hard to even find the piece of music, because that funeral, if you remember, that thing went for like 2 days.
It was unbelievable.
And then I found it. And it's called Eternal Father, Strong to Save. It is a hymn that's dedicated to the people who perish at sea. And it's played for the people serving in the Navy who die at sea.
Wasn't it in the Hunt for Red October?
Too? It was in Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide.
In fact,
yeah.
The version I'm going to play you is from Crimson Tide. It's performed by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, Hans Zimmer, and it's so haunting. Now, they're singing, but you can't understand any of the words. You know, a lot of times with that Baroque sort of
choir,
you can't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And at Kennedy's funeral, it was just an organ or whatever. But I never got it out of my head, and I could sort of hum part of it, and then I'd forget it. I didn't know how to look it up because I didn't even know how to hum it. I had no reference. And then I watched Crimson Tide, and there's a scene in Crimson Tide. I thought, oh my goodness, that's the song from Kennedy's funeral. That's it. That's it. So I went and I rolled the credits again. I backed the VHS tape up at the time and found in the credits Eternal Father, Strong to Save. This is only a minute 20, but when you hear it, to me, it brings back not just Kennedy's funeral, but scenes in a couple of different movies where somebody has lost life at sea. And it's just one of those, kind of like Taps. When you hear Taps, it does something to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it doesn't, there's something wrong with you. So here it is.
Oh,
how does that not give you the creeps? Isn't that kind of just, isn't there something, or is it just me? Have I turned into a, I don't know, too much estrogen or something? I can hardly hear it.
Yeah.
And if I were a Navy man, and I had served at sea, I'd ask him to play that. I don't think my dad even knows that song. My dad was in the Navy. He'll be 90 next year. He was in 2 years. If you talk to him, you'd think he was in 30 years. It's the most significant, I believe, part of his life. But I don't know that he knows that song. It's not for me to say here, but it would be for him. But man, if it, and that's another thing. Just like the, I think the Vietnam vets are kind of overlooked and still, they're still, they don't get their due. I think the Navy, would you agree? The Navy doesn't get, you know, it's the Marines and the Army, the Air Force. And
you
then kind
of soldiers in the trenches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, the Coast Guard and the Navy. All right. And I think that's wrong, too. The Navy, for goodness sakes.
Especially when it has one of the most specialized teams, the SEALs.
SEALs. Yeah. And the Marine Corps, most people don't know, is a division of the Navy. Okay? It is. You know that?
Look it up right now.
And today's the Marine Corps birthday.
That's Semper Fi. Mm-hmm. Can you say Semper Fi if you're not a Marine? I think we can.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
I think it's okay to go, hey, Semper Fi. It ought not to be. If I were in the Marines, I'd issue an edict. You can't say it. Yeah, don't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you a Marine? Then shut up. You ought not to be able to say Semper Violation, but I think we can, and I think they're okay with it. Did you look it up yet?
I'm trying to here with the slow.
I hope I'm right. Marine Corps, part of the Navy. See, I don't know everything. I don't know a lot. In fact, I don't know most things. But here's what I do know. I know to respect people who do things I would never be able to do.
Yes, same here. It says while the U.S. Marine Corps is a separate and distinct service branch, it has many close ties to the U.S. Navy.
There you go.
And the Department of the Navy oversees both service branches.
There you go.
Oh, and Top
Gun. Part of the Navy.
And Top Gun, that was Tom Cruise was a Navy pilot, right? They were in the Navy. They were Navy pilots.
I believe you're right. Yeah. And the Thunderbirds are Navy pilots.
Yes, they are.
They're not Marine Corps. So there, let's give the Navy its due. Let's give the Vietnam vets their due. And I earlier when I said enough, I'll stop it, I was wrong, and I made a mistake. I didn't stop it. And it's hard for me, too, because once I get started, I enjoy talking about it. And the more you talk about it, the more you learn about it. So the song, again, Please Don't Email Me, is Eternal Father Strong to Save. I know it's hard to remember. It took me 50 years, almost, 45 years, to actually find the song and remember it in my head enough and catch a movie with it. So that I could track it down. American Equity Mortgage is, I'm trying to find something different to say about American Equity Mortgage. Here, how about this? Deanna Doherty is the president. Hey, I don't say that very often. How about their main headquarters is not far from the studio? But you don't care about it, that. Here's what you care about. You want to buy a house, you need a mortgage, can they help you? The answer is probably yes. You are a homeowner, and even though you don't have your mortgage, maybe you do, but even if you don't have it with American Equity Mortgage, you are really interested in borrowing some money, and you hear that as a homeowner you can do that. Can they help you? And the answer is yes, yes, again. And here's the way they can help you. Yes, can other mortgage companies do that? Of course they can. But the fact that other mortgage companies want to be, sound like, act like, seem like they are American Equity Mortgage tells you one thing. That's the gold standard. That's who they want to be, but they're not. You can't everybody be American Equity Mortgage. There's only one. So if you have a home and you want to borrow money, here's what you have in your favor. Low rates, still low. They're gonna bring them up here real soon. I think they just kicked them up, but just a tick. You have that in your favor, and you have the fact that you're a homeowner and have equity in your favor. Now you got borrowing power. So get rid of the credit card debt and stop paying minimum payments. That's the first order of business. And after that, whatever it is you need money for, if you need money, you need it for something important and you don't have it, be smart. Use the equity in your home to borrow. Let American Equity Mortgage help you. They'll work fast. And whatever your credit situation, they'll bust their butts to get you the best rate they can. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now with Tim Wiley.
Well, you're running slow now on eastbound 40 from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound is slowing at Kings Highway through McCausland. We're also a little bit heavy approaching Lindbergh out through Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Penn Station East Coast Subs. Premium fried bologna, rich American cheese, grilled and baked to perfection. Topped with pickles, a fried bologna sub worth the Penn Station name. Get yours today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
St. Louis born, Missouri raised, with a little Illinois on our mother's side. And darn well proud of it. The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are our Mizzou. This is the Big 550 KTRS.